Dr. Schneider dictating a 12-lead EKG report on patient John Goshen. On 8/14/25, Mr. Goshen performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. Demonstrates a left axis deviation, period. Otherwise, QRS complexes and T waves are normal, period. And paragraph impression, left axis deviation. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Patrice Frink, F-R-I-N-K. On 8/14/25, Ms. Frink performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient demonstrates a first-degree heart block, period. QRS complex is normal, T waves normal, period. New paragraph impression, first-degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ferry, F-E-R-R-I. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8/14/25, Mrs. Ferry performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period, compared to a prior study dated /18/25. There's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.